A brain-damaged baby in Illinois is at the center of one of the latest battles over tort reform. The state is one of several that limit certain kinds of damage awards in medical malpractice lawsuits. Attorneys for the baby and her mother are challenging the Illinois law, calling it unconstitutional. If successful, their lawsuit will be a victory for injured patients and their lawyers, who say juries, not lawmakers, should decide their cases. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
One of the most fervent hopes of expectant parents is that their child is born healthy. When things go wrong, questions about what happened and who's to blame often end up in court. That's what happened in this case. In late October of 2005, Frances LeBron arrived at Gottlieb Memorial Hospital in suburban Chicago and gave birth to her daughter Abigail. There were problems, and attorney Jeffrey Goldberg says the hospital, the obstetrician, and the nurse involved in the delivery are responsible for baby Abigail's condition.
Signs and symptoms that she had showed a significant lack of oxygen to the brain. As a result, she has signs and symptoms of cerebral palsy, the condition of permanent neurologic deficit in terms of her ability to walk, to have hand control, and her cognitive function.
Most malpractice lawsuits don't make it to a courtroom. They are dropped, dismissed, or settled. But many do, and with them has come a firestorm of controversy in recent years over what's often called a medical malpractice crisis. The argument is that big damage awards given out by juries lead to skyrocketing medical malpractice premiums, leading in turn to a possible doctor drain as physicians move to areas where they aren't subject to those insurance rates. There's been a big debate over whether that premise is true. Even so, several states say the remedy is tort reform. And 2 years ago, Illinois passed a law which puts caps on non-economic damage awards.
And non-economic damages are things like pain and suffering, disability, or we use a phrase, loss of a normal life.
David Hall represents the hospital and the nurse in the baby Abigail case, the first to challenge the Illinois law. Hall calls the Illinois cap of $1 million for a hospital and $500,000 for any doctor very generous compared to other states. And he says the amount of money people typically seek in malpractice cases for these damages is often excessive.
When all is said and done and you add up what they request, it's often in the $30, $40, $50 million for a single case. So that's why these caps are pretty darn significant for all cases, but especially this type of case.
This battle over baby Abigail's injuries mirrors other fights over tort reform. It's not just the alleged malpractice at the core of this case, but the constitutionality of the law limiting the damage awards. And a decision on that question will determine whether the state's tort reform effort will stay intact. Drew Tulamello, a D.C.-based attorney, is defending the cap's constitutionality.
Overall, our defense will be based on the fact that the cap on non-economic damages is a reasonable bipartisan effort by the General Assembly to resolve a statewide medical crisis.
The Illinois Supreme Court threw out two previous attempts by state lawmakers to limit damage awards. Robert Peck, a constitutional attorney, was involved in one of those lawsuits and is also challenging this latest cap. He says judges are also free to reject jury awards if they deem them excessive.
What Illinois said last time around was that when the legislature basically didn't trust the judges and came up with its own one-size-fits-all cap, what it was doing was exercising judicial power, and that violated separation of powers.
And Peck says that remains an issue with this latest law. LeBron versus Gottlieb, the official name of the lawsuit, and the fight over tort reform in Illinois is just in its beginning stages. There is a similar legal struggle underway in Ohio, and a cap on damages in Wisconsin is expected to be challenged. It's an ongoing battle among business groups, attorneys, doctors, and patients as states try to determine whether limiting damages for the injured is justified. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.